Thank you and good morning. Humboldt County law enforcement have issued a be on the lookout for Jesse Curtis Hiller after an attempted traffic stop in the 1500 block of Anna Sparks Way in McKinleyville Thursday afternoon led to a high-speed pursuit. Two sheriff's deputies attempted to stop Hiller, who had a search warrant out in his name for a large amount of methamphetamine. Hiller fled on School Road and then went south on Highway 101, where California Highway Patrol officers took over the pursuit. The pursuit would be called off for public safety reasons after Hiller exceeded speeds of 100 miles per hour. Later that afternoon, agents with the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at Hiller's temporary home in Lolita and found 7 pounds of marijuana packaged for sale, as well as packaging material consistent with methamphetamine sales. Agents also located a .357 caliber revolver that was stolen in August during a burglary at Pacific Outfitters in Eureka. Anyone with information regarding Hiller's location is asked to contact authorities. Humboldt deputies have also issued a be on the lookout for 20-year-old Michael Otis Springs, who escaped from deputies while being taken into custody Thursday afternoon in Trinidad. Springs was listed as a suspect in recent burglaries committed at the water treatment plant, and deputies arrived at a residence in the 500 block of Old Wagon Wheel to detain Springs, placing him in handcuffs. A deputy was walking Springs to his patrol car when he was able to free himself, running off into the woods. Deputies lost sight of Springs while giving chase, and after an extensive search of the area that included a canine unit from the Eureka Police Department, they were unable to locate him. Anyone with information regarding Springs' whereabouts are asked to contact authorities. On Thursday, the Arcata Police Department released numbers from Halloween weekend's enhanced enforcement in the downtown area of the city. The enforcement resulted in 30 arrests from crimes ranging from possession of a controlled substance to assault and battery. No acts of vandalism were reported in the downtown area, an issue that has been a problem on past Halloween nights, which resulted in increased enforcements for the last few years. Other law enforcement agencies, including Fortuna Police, Humboldt State Police, and the County Probation Department, assisted in the enforcement effort. Meanwhile, law enforcement in Delnor County and Josephine County in Oregon are continuing the search for 23-year-old Marshall McKenna for his involvement in the murder of Crescent City resident Roger Huntington in late October. Two suspects involved in Huntington's death are already in custody from that incident. The Daily Triplicate reports McKenna was seen by a citizen last week in the 900 block of East Washington Boulevard. However, Delnor deputies were unable to locate him. Huntington was found dead by Josephine County deputies inside of his vehicle near the Selmac boat ramp on October 23rd. The California Office of Traffic Safety awarded the Eureka Police Department a $118,000 grant, monies that will fund a year-long program to prevent fatalities and injuries on city roadways. Since 2010, the numbers of fatalities have been slowly rising, including increases in bicycle deaths and fatalities related to distracted and impaired driving. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Second District County Supervisor Estelle Fennell has now made her announcement official. She will be running for re-election for the 2016 year. On Thursday, Fennell held two separate announcement events at the Fortuna Veterans Hall and the Persimmons Garden Gallery in Garberville. Fennell first revealed her decision on Wednesday morning's talk shop, citing her passion for helping people and working together with county residents. Other supervisors have already decided their course of action for the 2016 elections. First District Supervisor Rex Bone will run for re-election, while Third District Supervisor Mark Lovelace decided to step out of the race. The recreational crabbing season for Dungeness Crab was scheduled to begin on Saturday. However, the season has been suspended in an emergency decision by the California Fish and Game Commission. After finding high and unsafe levels of domoic acid in crabs caught in state waters, the commission at their meeting Thursday morning agreed to suspend the season until acid levels return to state standards. Meanwhile, state officials have issued a health advisory to residents as consumption of Dungeness as well as rock crab could put themselves at risk of poisoning. There are close to 800 votes that were cast Tuesday night for the Division 5 seat of the Humboldt Bay Harbor District that remain unaccredited. Incumbent Patrick Higgins currently holds a 12-vote lead over challenger Susan Rotwein, and a complete audit of the district votes needs to be finished before mail-in ballots can be accounted for. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.